She is so way cool, and she's the only girl. She's got great hair and an awesome color scent. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are so amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are so amazing. We thought that she would stop being violent if we gave her own daytime talk show. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are so amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are amazing. Paula's are so amazing.
Hey, Kitterinskis, this is episode 3 of the Awesome Bossom Blossom radio drama spinoff series, Paula's Are Amazing. Brought to you by Skip Sandwiches Incorporated. If you don't break the sound barrier within 3.4 seconds, then you suck. Today on the show, I want to show everybody that I do, in fact, have a feminine side. So we're going to be doing some laundry, cleaning the house, baby-proofing a room for a baby, and also getting a look at traffic with our field correspondent, the brand new and extremely talented Minnie Parker. Let's get a move on, we got a long way to go. Now, as you know, laundry is a very important part of a woman's daily routine. If you understand the basics of physics, you should be okay with it, but I'm going to just walk you through it the first time. First up, you take your big thing of laundry, and then you separate them by clothing type. This is very important. This pile is for shirts, this one is for skorts, this one is for shorts, this one's for shirts, this one's for longer skirts, this is for pantyhose, this one is for red socks, and this one's for skorts again. I have a lot of skorts. So, you want to put in the skorts and the shirts and the shorts in first. That way they'll dry faster because it's almost summertime and we need those. Then you throw in the rest of the clothing until the washer can't fit any more clothing. And then you put it on hot, cold, tumble dry. That's what I use. And then you just leave it. All right, now let's get to clean the house. This isn't going to be fun. It's always important to make sure your guests feel welcome when they come into your house. But if you even have guests over, you must be a much better person than me because I never have people over. So you're on your own there. But when things get dirty, what I love to do is I like to throw all the stuff that I don't want into this big trash can and then light on fire outside on Tuesdays. And then that way, when it's in the middle of the street and people drive past it, they don't know what's going on and it's really fun. It's really fun. And then all the rest of the stuff that didn't fit into the trash can, you can just sleep under the carpet or feed to nests. Alright, we'll be back in just a few minutes with a look at how to baby-proof almost any room. Stay tuned.
Hageland, is your life dreary, dark, depressing? Well, all that can change with the push of a button. It's fast, it's sexy, it's the Suborma! The brand new invention by world-renowned weird-shaped headed man-boy Orange Kid, the Suborma will delight you with its tantalizing melody. The Suborma comes with one whole track such as,
"Oh, Orange Kid, you're not a Orange Kid."
And
Suborma, just like my mama.
Order now and get 10 hard-boiled eggs at full price. Suborma, breaking eardrums since 1990X.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Kadoodles, welcome back to the show. While you were gone, I got together all my favorite stuff for keeping a house baby-proof. We have duct tape, regular tape, scotch tape, that stupid satin tape no one ever uses, regular Coke, Pepsi, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, and marshmallow jalapenos. First off, if you're going to babysit a baby or whatever, break into someone else's house. Just hear me out. That way, if you screw things up and light something on fire, you and your baby can just go away and you don't have to deal with the consequences. Or the line of destruction that you'd leave behind.
Okay, now for the duct tape. As you know, you can make just about anything out of duct tape.
For whiny children, I usually like to go with a kind of old western town jail cell. You know, it's really good. Kind of cute. Remember, no eye contact with the babies. That leaves you open to their mind control. And the Pepsi and stuff was just for me. Sorry. Now to wrap up the show, we have our very own Minnie Parker on the scene to tell us what traffic is like downtown. Minnie, what does it look like?
Well, Paula, it's not looking good. At the intersection of 1st and Main, there's, a trash can lighting fire to lawn gnomes.
Oh my god, no way.
Yeah, way.
Oh my god, I saw those lawn gnomes that Mrs. DeWicke put up last year. I wanted to burn them myself. This is a blessing in disguise.
You said it, Paula. Besides that, it would appear that there's a spaceship that's landed somewhere outside the city limits. A shadowy figure is addressing the master.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. If not, sleep with one eye open. Hey, everybody, this is for all the girls out there.
Clock already, I was just getting out of bed when I realized that Ness had taped a piece of bacon to my head. But I can't get mad, cause then I guess I'll just kill the dork. These are the days when I wanna stab his chest with a spork. It's just another manic Poe day. Wish it was a snow day, cause that's Ness's go day. And I don't have to know day. It's just another manic Poe day. Try to beat a carefree bomb, Jeff is doing nothing at all. And before I know it, my body is being thrown up against a wall. Though I cling to life, he says, come on, just stand right back up. Wanna kick his butt like a little girl would kick a pup. It's just another manic Poe day. Wish it was a snow day. That's Ness's go day. And I don't have to know day. It's just another manic Poe day. All of the rest, why did my lover have to be Ness? He is such a geek. It doesn't matter that he tells me that I'm stupid and I'm not very chic. And as he toggles off the switch, says, hey Paula, go make me a sandwich. Time goes so fast when you're going insane. It's just another manic Poe day. Schindler's a snow day. Cause that's Ness's go day. And I don't have to know day. It's just another manic Poe day. It was a snow day, cause that's Ness's go day. It's just another manic Poe day.